podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL, I'm Alon.
It's Walsh.
Here we go, dude.
Yeah, man. Free hit, babies.
Free hit, babies, and then we got like 10 days off.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It sucks because this weekend there's no game, so that always is the worst thing ever.
International break. Right when
you're back.
Just creeping in.
Yeah.
And then they're like, go fly around the world, everybody.
Yeah.
Back in an international break time. Yeah, I am back.
All right. Even though before, I wish I had fucking timestamped what minute it was in the Leicester Branham game when you're sitting there on Discord.
It wouldn't be that hard to do like the math of like, it kicked off at this
time. I wish
I
didn't free hit.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have free hit. And then the fucking game week ends and you have 5 million points.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of how the week went. It's like no punts came off until Kane's on, right? I mean, like.
Well, they weren't punts.
They weren't punts, but none of the like kind of free hit, trendy picks, like. You know, like, sure, Matto at 10, Barnes at 5, you know, Saka scored, but, you know.
Saka was not a punt.
And not a punt. Everyone had Saka. Like, Arsenal only clean sheet. No one had Castagna or Ailing or something. Obviously, Derek had Johnny. No one had Leno. No other cleans. There was just, like, not much. And, and then Son and Kane popped the fuck off. And so, you know, that was pretty good. Kane 13 in my cap and Son 15. That was just the whole week. So I finished on 74, despite picking 2 zeros out of my 11 players.
You only needed 9.
Only needed 9. Up 30K. I'm at 56K overall. Almost back to where I was before the Game Week 28 disaster,
Shit happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That's FPL, baby. You go up, you go down. But when you have those kind of disasters, the faster you can get back to that point is like a new benchmark. And now you can be like, okay, back, got there.
And now I'm wildcarding.
Yeah, so you have another boost.
Yeah, my final chip, just for the home stretch, just got to bang it out. Yeah, we have 2 weeks, but really hard to wildcard right now.
Oh, God, you're so annoying.
I'm just saying there's so many premium, like, good picks.
Yeah.
Like, it would not be difficult to make a team that's 120 million and be like, this is the perfect team. Whereas, you like, earlier in the season, we were like, are there any premiums other than Mo that we even want? And the answer was usually no. Now there's, like, a lot. But what about you? How'd the free hit go?
Not great, you know. I mean, I'm doing my thing this year.
You're
not doing great in general.
You're just doing your thing.
I got 51. You know, whatever. Captain Barnes. On another day, Barnes had, you know, 17 triple return.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that I felt like happy that I went with him because he was all over them and just diabolical in the box.
Yeah.
Outside of the worldly assist.
I couldn't convince you on Son, huh?
No, well, see, the thing about Son was, you know, my instinct was just stick with the guy who got me here, and Kulusevski's look good and Son's look bad. So I didn't really feel that interested in going for that pick.
But
I
on
just
Friday
to
My
stick.
Life, though, you were like, you're kind of convincing me on Son.
Yeah, and no, I was, I mean, I thought about it a little bit more. I mean, I didn't think about it until you started talking about it, but...
Yeah.
When I free hit, like, initially, I was like, wasn't even close. So I kind of usually try to, if it's close and I'm like interested in hearing, cause I could go either way, then I'm interested in hearing. But when I go back to my initial process of this is what I think for sure, then I like staying with that when I can, because then I use that check of, you know, well, what am I going to be more pissed about? You know, Kulusevski gets 15 and I have a Son 2-pointer, or the other way around. It would have been the other way around for not even close. So
yeah.
You know, I'm still
good this week, and you still went up 25K. Like, I mean, I don't know, it's a very low scoring week.
I mean, it's better than the team I would have had before. Would have been fucking three players plus, you know, Ramsey getting a fucking yellow card So I would have had four play. I mean, it's obviously I would have been fucked if I didn't hit this week. Yeah, I would have I'd have like 25 points or something. So it was definitely worth it for me to do it, obviously.
For sure.
I mean, Gabriel and Sokka and shit, you know, so yeah, it's all good. Bamford getting injured was not fun. You know, there were some not fun moments. There fucking Pontus.
So many
talk about Pontus, dude. Are you kidding me with Pontus?
He got his head on the ball many times.
Did he not score? That fucking
dumb. But he was also like Scando the target. Oaf. Yeah, he was like heading it back in. Like
he was all over the place on the set pieces. I couldn't believe it. It was fucking, I couldn't believe he didn't finish one of them. It's fucking fuck.
How many shots do you think he had?
Four.
Four shots, most on the team.
Get in there.
Most in the game.
And you were sitting over there with Pinnock, you idiot, who got 0 points. You don't Pincock. Fucking.
How many shots? How many shots did Pinnock have?
Zero.
Let's go.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Let's fucking go. All right. Stats in the mud. In the cup, fucking took care of business, took down Duncan. I'm going up against a 5 seed, John Astrey, though. Next is.
He's a very, very old school pod member.
And he's a Discorder and he's a 5 seed, so it's gonna be tough. It's not
I feel like he's really good every year.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a tough one for sure.
Okay. How did you feel about just like the schedule, like for the four games? Did you like it?
I kinda liked it. Not gonna lie. Yeah. I mean I don't want it every week. You know, I want more games in a normal week, but for like a break week. It was kind of chill. You know, I wake up early, watch Villa Arsenal, and then I have an entire Saturday. I like did shit that I can never do on Saturdays because usually I'm just sat there for 7:30 to 2:30 and the day's over and I'm exhausted. Yeah. So that was cool. But it's going to suck that there's no games for 2 weeks. So
yeah,
that's not cool.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
F1's back though.
F1's back. Get in there. Baseball's soon.
Somewhat soon. Yeah.
Somewhat soon. There are league updates because the game week is actually over. So the March Mug League Prize League winners, we got Josh Bazile, aka Jurgenot, Joe Fuller, aka Troll the Megahertz. Shout out to Joe because I fucking love that song. And then Matt Dunn in third place, aka Crack Pipers. And then shout out to the leader of the FML Field
Crack Pipers?
It's like C R A I C.
Oh, crack like the Irish thing.
Yeah, so it's like Irish crack pipers.
Yeah, all right. Maybe that's funny in Ireland.
Smoking potatoes.
Know.
I don't know.
Right. It's better than actual normal.
Well, I would have reported him if his name was crack pipers. Oh, my goodness. Matt Dunn, aka Change Name. And then shout out to the leader of the FML field.
Did we have any ties that we could determine by names?
Oh, I didn't actually look.
How did you not look?
I didn't look because we haven't.
Oh my God.
Me and James were talking right before this about like moving the things over. So we haven't even done that yet. Like on the cup spreadsheet.
Unbelievable.
By the end of the pod, I'll compile the list and we can just do it live on pod because we don't have.
We have to do this live on the pod.
We don't have any asses to slap anyway. So
no one fucking like listens to this pod anyway.
For people who have no idea what we're talking about, the tiebreaker for the cup knockout rounds is just Walsh and I deciding which team name we like better. Straight up.
So if there's a tie in the knockout round, that's the determining factor. And it will be done on live on the pod.
It will be done
every time.
So good. And then shout out to the leader of the FML Field Public League, Sondra Hogg, aka Soldiers of Sondra. Get in there.
I feel like we need to have two public leagues, one for Scandinavia and one for the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not
every year.
It's not
the same fucking thing every
year.
They're
OP.
They are OP. It's insane.
It's insane. All right, let's. It's probably gonna be a short pod. There are only four games, but let's talk about some shit.
Okay.
I mean, which should we just talk about all the games or none of the games? Or
yeah, let's talk about gardening.
About none of the games.
Let's talk about something else.
Talk about sex, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you always love to see Wolverines just fucking falling apart to absolute pieces. This shithouse team they are.
Implosion.
By a million miles, the best thing of the weekend was that.
Yeah, it's funny because the narrative is that like Leeds were getting completely dumpstered and then the Jim Redcard brought them in the game. Like obviously the Jim Redcard you know, they
helped.
Completely took control after that point, but it was like a totally even game before then. Like, Wolves scored these fucking worldy goals. Well, not one's not a worldie, not but Johnny, it's Johnny, but it's still broke, fucking
but that
Johnny.
Was a breakdown of just a bad Leeds defending. I mean, but the Trincao one was a worldie.
The Trincao one's a worldie, and, you know, Leeds.
He finally had a good game.
What, Trincao?
Yeah.
It's a fucking baller.
He's ready.
Yeah.
It, honestly, he was very impressive. I mean, he was shooting. Like, he usually just didn't shoot before. He would just make side fucking passes. Yeah, like, he would just recycle.
Yeah.
He's interesting. I've never seen him play like that before. I mean, no one has really. But watching him with that kind of output and his, like, you know, just looking for goal was, it seemed like something changed in him because it was just a different, like, version of himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, if he's like that from now on, because he does have all the other bits.
He's supposed to be like that, you know? Yeah. Like at Barca, I know it's very, very limited, but he was shooting over 3 times a game. His XG per 9 is 0.44. Okay. Like, he's a fucking, like, donger in Portugal too, and Champions League and stuff. So
yeah, that'd be good. That's interesting. I mean, it's
I love him.
He's definitely put his name on the map.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you were saying though before. Sorry, I went on Trincao love in there.
I don't know what I was saying, but yeah,
you're saying it was an even game. So
yeah, it was basically an even game. You know, like Leeds weren't playing great, but it was fine. And then the red card, they just fucking destroyed.
Yeah,
Wolves completely fell apart.
Kind of like bothers me also when you look at games and you say like, oh yeah, but then the red card's like, well, yeah, you know, like don't get a red card. Like don't get a dumb second yellow. You know, you're a striker. Like, what are you actually fucking doing? You know?
Yeah. And people were really, really mad that that was even a second yellow. But another thing that no one ever says is like, okay, but you're on a yellow. Don't put yourself in a position where a fucking dumb bad ref, which they all are, might give you a second one.
And I mean, in fairness, he was giving cards out for fucking fun. There were eight cards in the game. I mean, Leeds got a lot of cards and shit. So he was just calling kind of everything. So you gotta not be a dumb bitch.
Yeah, it's like,
and Jim was being a dumb bitch.
Basketball, if you're on 5 fouls, like you play differently. You have to be really safe.
You don't step into the
lane
to try and draw a charge. You fucking let him get a layup.
Exactly.
You know, come on. Know your role.
Know your fucking role. But yeah, good job.
Ailing getting the Rodrigo goal run into the fucking stands was so
what
good.
What the hell was that? The whole goal too was just like a complete like scramble
such
fest.
A mess. Yeah, that was really fun. I mean, Leeds really are. Fun.
I love them.
I mean, they're out of control. Every game is
really
just, you have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, this was getting 3 points in this game was so big.
So
for them.
Big. So
I mean,
big.
Burnley are just far away now.
Yeah, especially because Everton won too.
Yeah, they're far away. It's coming close. I mean, every week, every game that passes, it's getting closer.
It's getting closer. They have a double coming up. Let's fucking all pile on Moot Weghorst. It's going
to
be a
Two
good
games
idea.
To get 0 points.
Yeah, that's good. Not much else to say about the game from FPL point of view, but what about Villa Arsenal? I thought Arsenal again, just like they did against Leicester, just like kind of shut the game down and just dominated.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like, even though I so long ago was like Arsenal are going to get fourth. Like I was like, I think in Discord, one of the earliest people talking about, like, pretty forcefully saying that I believe that, but at the same time, I still don't like trust them.
There's a part of me deep down that's like, oh man, you are just gonna like get it somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Like they'll figure. But even in these games, like when they come up against a mid-table team who's been struggling largely over the last month or two, even though they have, you know, Villa have good players on paper.
Yeah.
But I'm still just looking at that like, oh, it's like kind of even, but it was so not even.
Villa didn't have a shot, I think, until like the 60th minute or something.
Yeah.
Like, Arsenal just cruised and just really, again, like just like the Leicester game where both of us didn't expect a clean versus Leicester, they just like completely dominated.
They dominated.
Yeah, they just dominated. They're just,
I mean,
good.
They really
are. They're a fucking
are.
Good team.
Yeah, they're just really good. They're a really good team. And we have to, I think, I'm still trying to recalibrate to that because it has been a really long time since this has happened. And also, when Arsenal, I mean, for me anyway, since I've been playing this game, when they had Wenger, when they were legitimately a really, you know, top four every year kind of thing, it wasn't because they were keeping, you know,
no.
18 clean sheets they a year. Still, it was because like, they were winning 3-1.
It was like the thing that people didn't say against them, you know, like, oh, they could implode or whatever the fuck, you know.
I mean, like, you know, Koscielny was a good pick. Like, Mertesacker was underpriced sometimes. He's a good pick. Like, you know, there's, of course, you're going to, there are going to be some good picks in defense over the years, but they still had that soft underbelly. Like, and this is just a completely different version of Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, than I've ever seen since I followed the league. I mean, maybe like back when Vieira was playing and shit, were just like, but that's, again, you know, before my time. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Not sorry, but I'm
sorry. Hamdog said, who are the best three Arcs cast to go? Do we double cheek up on the defense? I mean, Saka still seems like just such an incredibly good pick, even though everyone's trying to just injure him, seems to be. Opposition tactics at the moment, you know, as of now, he's fit, so he's just going to keep returning.
I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, it reminds me of Wilf, like when we play games, like they just, that's it, when he touches the ball, they just get close and just try and foul, or they don't give a shit.
Or Jack, but, I mean, Jack last year for Villa,
right? Yeah, absolutely, same thing. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely Saka and either Ramsdale and a defender or two defenders, you know. It just depends, I think, on your setup. But I mean, their fixtures till the end of the season are, I mean, they have a double, they're just really good. They only have one bad fixture and it falls in the double, so you can comfortably start three Arsenal players until the end of the season.
They have two. Yeah, they're gonna have another double too with an away Spurs. So there's gonna be two doubles.
And, right. Sorry,
and half of them will be bad. You know, half of the double will be a bad fixture, but that's still a good double. And I mean, totally. See, like I was saying, it's hard to wildcard right now. Like, I want three Arsenal, I want three Liverpool, I want three City, I want three Chelsea, and I want Son and Kane. It's just like, it's like,
if it don't, fuck. I believe in you. You'll figure it out.
I'll keep tinkering. But Arsenal, great team. Arteta doing the job.
Yeah.
Anything about Villa you want to talk about?
It's going to be a big summer for them.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's, they're just real. They're still finding their identity, really, is kind of how, whenever I watch them, it's like, I don't really know. And he changed the lineup too. I mean, he made big changes in the lineup. So, you know, he put Buendia back in and they just didn't work at all. And
not even close to functioning at all.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be, I think, like this. Just, we should expect this till the end of the season while he tries to kind of put players in and out of the team and try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I expect a little bit more than what they did against Arsenal based on who they really have. In
the game for
it wasn't it wasn't competitive.
Yeah.
And you know, they didn't have Dean, which was a big, you know, I mean, that is a really big loss.
Especially because, you know, their backup is Ashley Young and he's so fucking so garbage.
Bad. And he was on Saka's side. So, I mean, not like Dean's like an incredible fucking,
but at least he can like make Saka have to track back or something, you know. It's just awful.
But I mean, it is, you know, they really do need Nakamba back. So I think he's supposed to be back after the break. I mean, it's so obvious watching them that they don't have that type of player. And I mean, the midfield three, winner. They just have no balance. Yeah, they have no balance whatsoever in the midfield three. Every game I've watched them play.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know, they play some shitty ass team and they just, you know, are better players. So they make it work. But they don't have like a ball winner, disruptor guy like that. They just have like, I don't even know. I mean, it's McGinn and Doug and it's just kind of like, everyone's, they're all kind of trying to do the same thing and Ramsey, it's like, you know, no one's doing the dirty work. So put Nakamba back in there. Maybe all of a sudden they start playing better. So that's, I mean, that's what I'm kind of.
But for now, I'm not looking at any of their players. Yeah.
I mean, Coutinho is fucking invisible ghost.
Yeah.
Of course. Which,
you know, he'll do. You know, he kind of needs the game to be open and needs time on the ball and stuff to express.
Yeah.
What are their fixtures like? I mean, they're at Wolves, home Spurs, blank, rough. But, you know, I could see a world where we go back on Coutinho for away Leicester, home Norwich, away Burnley, home Palace.
Yeah, especially if those two doubles are jammed in that last like four game week period or something. Right. You know, we don't know what that's going to, it could be like 35, 38 or something. So. Right.
And they've,
not 38, I'm sorry, but like, you know, 36, whatever. So
36, 37 or some shit. And then they'll be like, Coutinho will be an incredible pick. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, we're a good month away from having to consider them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you have Coutinho, I mean, is that like rip out of your team or do you still just hold because he's good? And
I mean, it's both because it depends on the status of your team, who else you have that's like a worse pick. But I could see a world where like he's one of the worst picks in your team, and he's not like cheap. You can, there's a lot of better mid-price players that you could go to. So yeah. I have no problem Saka. Like in a hit getting rid of him and some other really bad pick or someone injured or whatever.
Yeah,
that seems totally reasonable.
For a doubler who's coming up, and I mean he has a blind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like a good time to not have any Villa players.
Yeah, I agree with that. Lester Brentham. Lester can attack.
Yeah, Lester were doing things. I mean, Iheanacho was on one. I think if Daka was playing, I think it was like five.
He should have scored like 5-1
if Daka played. If Daka was fit and he was playing,
it would 5-1.
Once they scored the first goal, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they were literally at will getting in behind whenever they wanted almost. I mean, once Brenham was starting to
open up
men in the other half, you know, I'm really just not excited for this team to be in the league next year. Like this brand and this type of football, I don't enjoy watching.
You're talking
like
about Brenham or Leicester?
Yeah, Brenham. Yeah, like they're clearly very well organized and drilled. Like it reminds me a lot of like Boys Palace, like where they just like defend for, ideally they defend for 86 minutes and they have like 8 counterattacks in those 4 minutes of other time, and they try to score on them. Like it's
yeah, it reminds me of like a West Brom sort of because of like how good they are in set pieces, where it's like everything they're doing is trying to, it's like a long throw or it's a corner to Dawson or like whatever the fuck. It's like their main route of scoring every season.
Chris Brunt.
Brunt, magic wand of a left foot. Let's fucking legend. Go.
Oh my God, I miss. But I mean, I still haven't seen them play with Eriksen, so.
Yeah.
That continues.
True.
Yeah, true.
Continues. That was a big loss for them.
Yeah, but I mean, Leicester just were fucking up so much all game, and so were Brentford. It was a fun game. I was surprised how fun it was.
Honestly, every game except Villa Arsenal was really fun.
And Villa Arsenal even I thought it was still like enjoyable.
Interesting, but yeah, it wasn't like
I liked watching what Arsenal. Yeah,
but all the other games were so open. I mean, five goals in Wolves Leeds, 3 goals in Leicester Brentham, and 4 goals in Spurs demolition of West Ham.
Yeah, and which I mean, we got points on our free hit, you know, because we had no players if we didn't free hit. But which is, this did come true to what our concern was, where we were like, where is the clean? Like we didn't see any clean sheets really.
Yep.
And you know, Arsenal kept one, and they definitely deserved it. But they were the only one of the, you know, really that did deserve it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was annoying that there wasn't that one fixture that you could just put three or something, or like three. You know, at least feel heavy.
If there was that one, we both would have tripled.
Would have had two or three, I mean, I'm glad we both at least had one Arsenal defender in our teams, but
I'm glad we didn't have Ramsdale too, although we would have just got an auto set, but I wish we had
Ramsdale. We fucking picked a zero pointer.
Yeah, true.
That was something.
I mean,
Meslier, what were we thinking, dude? We're so dumb. We're fucking so dumb.
No, stop. We got a fucking, every keeper didn't do anything. No one had Leno. Actual no one. And then the other keepers of the
except
week
were Dad Led.
Emmy and Schmeichs had three. Yeah, except for Dad Led. Emmy and Schmeichs had three each. Klassen and Lloris. Klassen, who subbed on for Meslier, had two each. And then Raya and Fab had one each. Like,
well, who had zero?
Zero, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I know, but we picked the one guy that gets zero. How do we get
injured,
a zero?
But
it's just ridiculous. There's fucking 8 players who are like, which one gets a zero? It's like, that's the one we're both going to pick.
I was just praying that the FPL, some FPL psychopath was going to run on the pitch and tie his fucking neck to the goalpost while Meslier is down so we could reach a fucking 60 minutes. I could have really used that fucking point.
Oh my God, you almost, that was almost really bad.
Dude, that fucking guy. Shit that's like, just add incremental points.
Stop the BPS system.
Yeah, exactly. Where are those guys? Where are those fucking psychos from Twitter?
That fucking hobbit running out there and fucking zip tying his neck onto the post. All fucking world. That was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What was that? Like the cup? What was that?
No, that was last week. Last game of last game week. So it was the Thursday before we Friday.
Did we not even talk about that on the pod?
I don't think we even talked about it on Friday.
Oh my God.
But that was just God tier material. And now it's happening every game. Multiple what? Times per game. There's neck protesters ties? Running for the necktie, but they're more aware now. They're not just like just watching him tie. Yeah, they just tackle him and carry him away.
What is actual necktie on Arsenal? Think about all this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's all for him.
Wait, so you're Eddie telling necktie. I mean, this is Edward news necktie. To me. So you're telling me that in other games, they're dude, the same stop oil people, like the in, Hobbit land
well,
from
I don't know
the
what
Shire.
Shirt they're wearing because they just get carried away. But in Spurs West Ham, there was a stoppage. Two guys tried on one net and both got stopped. And then someone tried on the away net, like the one far away from play, tried to sneak one in. Sneak a cheeky necktie
what
in.
The fuck is I happening?
Know. I don't know. Some V for Vendetta shit. I have no idea.
Oh my God.
But anyway, you know, we didn't get that point for Meslier, so you hate to see it, but could have used it there. Could have used it. But yeah, Spurs West Ham. It was a fuck fest.
Yeah, I thought it was when the team sheets came out. I was like, no Yarmo. Not good.
Not good for them.
How does he still not play him? I don't get it. Yeah, all he does is score goals when he plays.
After 120 for him. Well, at least he subbed him on early.
Yeah.
But
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he subbed him on when it was 2-1 yeah. in the 58th minute. Double change.
I mean, it had all the readings of damp squib after Western did the things on Thursday. Like, they fuck me upside down. They don't play Thursday, so they don't know how to cope with that. You know,
especially
and, you
120.
Know, yeah, Spurs are up for it. I mean, this was such a game. They just don't. They're clearly done in the league. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And the results don't matter at all. They're all in on the Europa League, so...
As they should be, by the way. Like
no,
as they should,
absolutely. Yeah, no yeah. no fault to them. I think that that's the correct decision by Moyes. But, yeah, Spurs. Spurs have been doing it.
Yeah.
With regs.
When they get the opportunity to play on the counter, we know what they can do. And it's just ridiculous. We still, like, kind of don't have the answer where, like, I want to see Spurs Brentham and who a team just, like, don't open up. It's nil-nil the whole
game.
Just
saw Burnley Spurs.
Yeah, they exactly.
Lost.
Exactly.
1-0. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's just, you know, but yeah, West Ham just gave them every opportunity. I mean,
yeah.
Kane and Son.
Did they
each
have Kulusevski
had...
in that game?
Huh?
In yeah, the he Burnley started. Game? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying. Yeah, Kane and Son each with like 1xG. Kane also at 0.6xA. Son 0.5xA. Like ridiculous numbers. Absolutely ridiculous numbers.
So is Son back?
The thing that I said on Friday My Life is that, like, he's so unpredictable, you know? Because, like, all we're seeing is him getting into the right positions and fucking them up. And everyone else, you know, everyone in, like, form world will be like, oh, Son's out of form. But form is made up. It's fake fairy dust. It's as real as fucking necktie on the post. And it's like...
But that is real.
But that
was
is
a bad...
Real. Sorry. I couldn't think of something fake off the top of my head. But it's like Harry Potter. But as soon as you score one, fake. We always joke in Discord, like all our listeners at least, you score one, the player's in form now. And that's the big joke with form. So it was always on the cusp. We always knew this was going to happen eventually. And that's why I liked it on free hit so much is because it was just a free hit. I didn't have to like back a 11 million player out of form in my team. I could just punt on him and hope he does the things. And he did the thing. So good job by him.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of Spurs, we got two Spurs questions. Bear said, if we have Son and Kulu, do we need a panic buy Kane? JFB said, I own Doc and Son. If I don't have Kane, do I need to drop Son to fund him coming in, or do I need just buy Kulu instead? And then Jeff D, if we don't have Son, do we need a panic buy him over Doc and Kulu? So everyone's just fucking fuckfest. I don't know. What three do you like going forward for Spurs? I mean,
I think Kane number one, is... Right? Kane is in the Mo category right now. I think you're really stupid and you're not playing competitively if you don't have Kane and think that, you know, I mean, we actually have done a really good job not talking about coverage, I think, because we don't kind of go into those realms of FPL communities, but he's central to everything they do, no matter what's happening every game. He's just everywhere. So, and he's playing well. So yeah, I think you should be ripping your team up to get Kane if you have to, and yes, hit Son out. If that's the way, then yes, do that.
Yeah. I don't regret giving people that advice on Thursday where we said to, you know, obviously Son brace, but we were saying like, Kane will just pay. The sooner you do it, Kane will pay back the points. And I still think that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Kulusevski still looks like a good pick, but, you know, he's cheap as fuck. I mean, he's still only 6'3". So, you know, he's not a donger necessarily. I mean, he's got a couple goals already, but he is also, you know, he just plays. He's good every game, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. He's going to continue to tick along.
Sister. I mean, he shoots a lot, actually, but they're like kind of like worldies or from bad positions. And he just tries to curl. But he
does a lot of the Robin. A lot of the Robin.
Yeah,
move.
Yeah. I mean, he's so one-footed, but he's unstoppable on it. But yeah, his assist numbers are always really good. Even in this game, they're really good. You know, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I still feel like Sun is just, there's better ways to spend your money. They are so dependent on the game state. Like if they're not able, if they don't get that early goal and the other team comes out, or, you know, if they're not countering, they're not, you know, just dominating the ball and creating chances like Liverpool do. Or, I mean, I guess City don't create, you know, a million chances a game, but I mean, Son's 11 million is really expensive and you're never going to captain him over Kane. So, you could certainly have him. He's not obviously not a bad pick, but I don't know. I mean, I still prefer, I think, Doc and Kane and Kulusevski as the three if you do want three. But I also don't think it's really out of bounds to just have Doc and Kane. You know, I mean, there are a lot of good midfield picks.
Or just Kulu and Kane.
Yeah, or fine. Yeah, I mean, Doc's fucking 4 million, whatever. He's kind of not but
he's not doing that much attacking. They're not good for cleans.
I mean, but that might change once they get Sessegnon back for Regs. I mean, he has noticeably played very differently. When Regs is playing, like, Regs is the guy getting there because he's so fucking bad at defense. I think he just wants to push him up and shift and cover him rather than doing it with Doc. And Sess, it felt a lot more balanced, and Sess was playing a lot wider, I think, and Doc was coming inside more. I mean,
there were moments when, like, Sess was passing to Doc in the box. Right.
Exactly.
I haven't seen that since Regs has been in.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll have to see about that, because I think Sess is supposed to be close or should be back after the break. So we'll see about that. But I mean, also, you know, I mean, you could definitely talk me into a midfield without, like, Kulusevski. I mean, Saka's just a better pick, I think.
Kulu's not a must-own by any means, but for his price, he's still good.
Yeah, he's still a good pick. I mean, long and the short of it is, I mean, I think Kane is, you know, you're just dumb if you don't put Kane in your team right now, the way he looks. And then you could have no other Spurs, and that's fine. I wouldn't object to that either.
Yeah, yeah. I have no problem with that.
Kane plus two, Kane plus one, Kane plus no one, I mean, any of those are fine.
Yeah, I totally agree. But we got other questions, so let's just jump around to these other ones. LR said, City don't have a double, but they have a title race and ridiculous fixtures 34 through 36. Not that they matter. Do we ignore the doubles and plump on Man City?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you mean by plump. You know, Cancelo's still obviously a fucking amazing pick.
Cancelo's a must own.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still, like, very, very happy to have Kevin. I just feel like, you know,
I, like, can't find a way to get him in my brief wildcard tinkers, but I think he's such a good pick.
Yeah. I mean, even the Palace game, he could have had 15 points in that game easily.
Yeah.
He's just been really good every game. Then it seems that Gundo doesn't play, and it seems like Pep is phasing Gundo out. I mean, he gave him a couple starts for those, like, kind of that little period, but I could see him not featuring again, like, maybe for the rest of the year in the league, because they're so obviously worse with him playing.
And also, the title race point is really important. I mean,
all their games are must win.
These are must win nine games or however many are left. So, I mean, I expect Kev to start nine out of nine games. Yeah,
he should. I mean, and this is the other thing too. I think, you know, especially if you're on wild card, and we'll get there on the next pod we do, but the double game weeks, obviously, you know, we like having the extra fixtures, but most players blank every game. The most likely outcome is a blank. So, you know, the City picks are so good, and, you know, the cleans are so much more likely than, you know, most other picks, and the, you know, the goals, like, are so much more bankable than a lot of other picks. So, you know, having, like, Cancelo, Stones, Kevin is, like, all right, that's fucking amazing. Like, yeah, you expect so at least 15 points from that trio every game week, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think, yeah, I mean, having at least two seems good. You know, I mean, I'd probably want a midfielder, whether if not Kevin, I guess Foden. I mean, maybe Mahrez.
I'm on Foden on my latest tinker, but I have fucked with Mahrez too, just getting one of them and then double at the back. Yeah,
I actually, if you could afford Mahrez, I'm kind of more interested in him than Foden, just because, I mean, Foden's been doing a lot of the like kind of decoy-y stuff and like a lot of this, and he's not been getting that many points. I mean, he's been starting a lot, but Mahrez, like, again, I mean, Mahrez could have had a fucking hat trick against us. Yeah, he just kept shooting directly to the keeper and just like doing dumb shit. But I mean, Mahrez is.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to get to Mahrez if possible. But the problem with Mahrez is that I need a bench. Well, I mean, I do with Foden too, but I feel like a bit less so. And it's just hard to like jam all these premiums in.
Yeah. I mean, I just
have a bench that you're like, yeah, these guys are good.
Yeah. I just like really wouldn't worry that much about the bench. Like, even if it's Ramsey and a 4-5 defender and a non-playing striker, like, I think that's fine. Cause look at Mahrez too, dude. He's been subbing on. Like, he's not getting zero minutes.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, I think the only thing you really need to worry about are these sudden riddlings that we've been seeing, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's. And. Not fun.
You know, but again, even like, you know, even if it is Ramsey and White as your last two guys and then a non-playing, you know, 4-5 mid, whatever, like that's fine, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Mahrez is interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, so basically both of our answers are yes, plump on them. I think
what do you think about
three city picks are fucking great. Well, I mean, Diaz is still hurt, right?
So yeah, I think he's out for a while, right?
Yeah. So Stones, Laporte are just both amazing, but Stones being 0.6 cheaper, incredible pick. Right?
Do you think that it's worth the Laporte money because you know when Diaz comes back that Laporte's going to keep playing?
I don't know shit when Diaz comes back. That's you know, true. Like that's it could true. Be Stones. But what about, I mean, like, listen, Cancelo has a goal and 8 assists. Great player. I'm not trying to say he's not a fucking amazing player, but he also is, you know, him and like Rafinha are king of the like should be points or could have been points.
Yeah, but do you know the other thing though? He didn't get any returns, you know, last Max two Bones. Cleans Max they had Bones. Max Bones. Yeah. So that's really fuck that's an assist. Like what the fuck?
True.
So that's huge. I mean just that's talking. Basically getting a third clean sheet compared to, you know, Walker or whatever.
Yeah.
It's true. Insane because he just does all the crosses and all the unsuccessful chance creating and whatever. So he's still getting a bonus, yeah. He's 26 bonus points this year, dude. Already. Jesus 26? Christ. That's like among the best in the league at the end of the season. Like, and we're not at the end of the season yet.
Jesus. Yeah, that's very scenic.
Yeah.
Because
you started opening up with that because you want to try and not have him.
I'm just always trying to find a way to get more money. But I have a tinker that has, you know, is fine.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's a 5-4-1. The back five is Trent, Matip, Rudiger, Thiago Silva, Cancelo. Keeper's Pope, by the way.
Hang on. Yeah, I think that Rudiger's the money, I think.
Why, though? He's such a good pick.
Yeah, but so is City defender. Stones.
Yeah. I don't know. Million. Rudiger has more fixtures. You know, right, still has two doubles.
Keep going.
No, but that's worthy. My four midfielders are Mahrez, Mo, Mount, and Martinelli, and just Kane.
Mahrez, Mo, Mount,
and Martinelli. Wow, the four M's.
Do you have a bench player? Is Ramsey and two non-players?
I have Gilmore. He's 4-3. Mateta and Cucho. So I could easily turn one of them into a non-playing player.
Okay. I mean, I think you got some good bones.
Yeah. I mean,
we have a lot to
discuss. Seems like you really didn't like the Mount pick.
Well, I feel like that is kind of a coverage pick because they have fixtures and many of them and they're good.
I don't think it's covered. I think it's just he gets a lot of points pick.
Yeah. I just like don't.
Like, I'm not. Who am I covering? Like, fucking Kai?
I'm not covering anyone. I don't know why I said that. That's not what I meant. I think he's just a bad pick. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Fair enough. I mean, just watching them play I still don't have any confidence in them going forward. Like, who's playing or what they're trying to do. I don't know. I feel like he's not that cheap either. I mean, like, why would you want him over Saka? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I guess. I mean,
right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just think he's really good. You know, he has like, what, 10 returns since game week 14. They have two doubles to be scheduled and a ridiculously easy schedule. They have no hard games rest of the season. I mean, home Arsenal's the worst one.
Yeah. They just like, I don't know. I just don't feel like they score much. I feel like they kind of just do dumb shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is probably, I haven't put that much thought into this. You know, I've tinkered for like one day, but part of it's probably just how burned we got on their last double playing into my head. Where like we weren't there for all of the reasons that you're discussing, but they were at Burnley, at Norwich.
They all got a million points.
Yeah, and like in good fixtures. It's fucking ridiculous. Their run is actually ridiculous.
What was your goalkeeper pairing?
Pope Foster.
Don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I just, with Ramsdale hurt, I just like didn't know what to do, basically, is what that is. Yeah. And then I can't currently afford Ederson or Mendy and I wouldn't go Alisson because Matip's so cheap.
Yeah, see, like Ederson.
Your guy.
Yeah, Ederson, Cancelo, Mahrez would be a good three, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't
stick that in.
Get there as of now, but you know what? I'll just put it in for now just to look at it.
Dude, Ederson last year for me at the end of the year, I'm telling, he's good, dude.
And I just, all I need is Mount Tosaka to afford that. Look at you. No, but
I don't know about Martinelli either. I don't know if like that, you know, starting that spot, starting him every week is very suspect, I think.
Yeah, I just thought he's looked pretty good. You know, the only reason he didn't play was like illness or whatever the fuck. And like, he looked pretty good. And again, they're fighting for fourth. Every game matters. Really, really good fixtures. Two doubles. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe I should just try really hard to turn that into Saka's probably way better.
And I like safer. The Mateta shout.
Mateta's just good.
Yeah, it seems like Vieira's really going to give him the keys till the end of the season. It seems like he's his
Benteke
guy.
Benteke long COVID was like the best thing to happen to Palace.
And yeah, I mean, I think dropping Cucho down to a non-player makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, maybe Sam Greenwood, maybe Lewis Dobbin. Something like that.
Yeah. All right. No, but you have definitely, you're pretty close. What about the Trent injury, though? It's a little bit worrying.
I know. It's very worrying. Orange flagged on the side. Hamstring injury. So I don't know. That could like change everything. Yeah. And also I don't have Rabo, which is
I think you just get Rabo for him if he's still hurt.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what I would do. But a lot of what I was going to say is a lot of people are probably going Trent Rabo, and I'm not. What do you think about the Matip pick? I mean, he's 4-9.
I think it's just like a matter of just the money. I think it's totally fine.
It's just so
I have no
worth
problem
it,
with
I
it.
I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to play every game, but you know,
again, title race, like he's going to play most of them.
Yeah,
like,
he should play 7 or 8 of them, or however. You know, I mean, all but one or two you'd expect. I mean,
exactly.
You know, the Champions League games will be important too. I mean, not that important. They're playing fucking shithouse team, but. No, I think that's a fantastic pick. I love that. I love that shot. I mean, I have Van Dijk with Trent and Mo, and I love that because it's so solid.
Good.
It's just so secure. But yeah, I mean, Matip, you're getting what you're paying for, but you're getting the cleans too. So I think that's a fine, really good pick. We've talked about Matip like loosely here and there. It's just,
It's I'm just thinking hard more about Stoner.
Yeah, Stones is good too, but I think we do need more information about Diash. We have to figure that out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if he's going to be back soon, then I think Stones is like much less interesting.
Yeah. Okay. That was.
If he's not going to be back till like May.
I think he's going to be back soon. Yeah. I'm sure Pep is probably eyeing up Liverpool and game and being like, okay, work backwards from there. But I don't know.
We need to get him for that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Tilv, I mean, you might be running into a little bit of dangerous waters with Tilv and Matip, but if they're both fit, you know, if they get hurt, then you just transfer them out, I guess. But if they're both fit, they should play most games. So, I mean,
the difference between Thiago Silva and Matip is that the league games literally don't matter at all for Chelsea. So when, you know, they don't have Benfica, they have Real Madrid, I think.
Like he's going to miss games.
Like, he's going to play both Real Madrid game. He might get rested in between those.
I mean, he might do the same thing with Rudiger. He just did it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Matip, like, they need their best 11 for every Premier League game, so he'll probably play. So I'm not sold on Thiago Silva.
It's the same with Mount.
Fuck. Yeah, maybe I need to rethink my Chelsea.
I don't like all the Chelsea picks here.
Okay, let's talk about Chelsea.
Let's do this later.
Hemdog's question was, what do we do with Chelsea?
Now. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What do we do with Chelsea given their fixtures from now, but no double in 33? I mean, that does, like, matter a lot. The fact that, like, they don't have to win these games. This is a secondary competition for them now.
Yeah. I agree. And we saw last year, he rotated like a fucking absolute madman at the end of the year.
Did he? I actually don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, he did so much rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I hate Rudiger anyway, and I'm looking at selling him as soon as I can. I might do it this week because I think I might need to make money or something, but I think like less exposure to Chelsea is better. Like, I want more City. I want more Liverpool. I want players
good. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but no matter how good they are, I mean, then that just means that, you know, well, it doesn't just mean that there's a good chance that the good fixtures are the games that they don't play in, you know, and then he plays fucking Malanga Sar or whatever fucking guy
it's like,
is.
I mean,
know?
They have home Brentham, 4 days later, home Real Madrid, then at Southampton, 3 days later at Real Madrid. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
playing the Southampton game? Like,
yeah, who's playing either of those games?
Cheek, like Saul at left wing back. It's like Lukaku plays this. It's going to be a mess. Their squad's enormous.
Right. Then they have FA Cup semifinal against your team, and then Chelsea Arsenal 4 days later. Yeah, you're talking me into this.
Yeah, it's just very sketch. I mean, I think Rudiger is the best pick just because he is a monster, and he did just get rested, which is not great, but he was only rested twice in the league all year. He should play all the games.
There's also like Mendy or something. It's not crazy.
Yeah, but he played Kepa too. Remember I doubled on Mendy and Kepa last year because he kept fucking switching them.
Oh my God.
Don't you remember that?
I don't really remember that.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine Kepa ever starting in the league again, but
yeah. No, last year in the league, he got 585 minutes, and a lot of them are at the end of the season.
Jesus. Okay, I got to be careful with Chelsea then here. This is like flipping my whole world upside down.
Well, that's why we pod, baby.
That's why we pod. But also, I have 2 weeks, so we'll get there. And speaking of wild card, you've all said, for people with a wild card left, should we go early and hard on City, Chelsea, Liverpool, or should we dead end into 33? Wild card into 34. So
see, I also really strongly object to Chelsea in FPL being viewed as a better team for picks than Arsenal. I think they're just worse.
Yes.
From
That's
now
fair.
On.
That's very
like,
fair.
This should be three Arsenal. Like Chelsea should be the fourth team in the FPL stratosphere.
Right. And honestly,
because of everything
honestly,
we're saying,
Chelsea should maybe be fifth behind Spurs.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Like, or, like who are you going to prioritize? It's like, rather have Son, rather have Kulu, rather have Kane, rather have Doc.
Yeah, like Mount over Kulusevski. Like, I don't think that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kulu's going to start every game. Every game's must win. They have doubles.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, you're talking me into it. I think you're onto something there. Good job by you.
This could be like the biggest trap for the end of the season, that people are plumping too much
on Chelsea. Yeah.
And they're going to be rotating, don't care. They're going to win probably 70% of them because they're so much better than the enemy, but that they're facing. But you know, they could play any fucking donkey: Conte, Kova, Ziyech, Havertz, Jorginho, Mount, like Pulisic, Werner, Lukaku. It doesn't matter. You know, he's going to play a few of them. They're going to win all these games.
Their squad is so big. Yeah.
From an FPL standpoint, it's like there aren't really any good picks.
I wonder also, like, so what we're rooting for then would be them to go through against Real Madrid, which they should. They're better. But if they go through even deeper into the Champions League, it's even better for like rotation and rest and all that shit.
I don't know, dude. Don Carlo, he knows. He knows what this.
He just
shit's
got fucking shat on by Barcelona 4-0 Clásico.
He was lulling Tuchel into a false sense of security. All about the Don Carlo's plans. He knows. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Okay. Okay.
Fucking old man.
Two more questions. Is Josh Bazile mug winner, by the way? He said, is it time to drop the riddled XG merchant Rafinha? If so, who's the best replacement in that price bracket not named Saka or Kulusevski?
I mean, I don't have to. I mean, how long have I been fucking
no
shit
you're
on
that's
Rafinha?
like uh
No one listens.
I don't know what the opposite is. Everyone keeps fucking picking him. It's like Walsh's balls is like when you're into a player. Walsh's butthole on Rafinha was just like, yeah, you nailed that. The riddling, so funny.
It didn't help.
Like I hope he's okay. But like, just everyone who planned their fucking team had Rafinha and just free hit like nowhere near him.
What was the question? Except for who and what was the price
except
range?
Except for Saka and Kulu, just in the Rafinha price range, basically. But those are like the clear two guys. So it's hard. I mean, I think Barnes.
I think Barnes is definitely.
It's probably Barnes.
It's not
Barnes.
Top. It's probably Barnes. I mean, because they have good fixtures, they have doubles. I mean.
Yeah, I think it's got to be him. Yeah, I still like Barnes way more than Matto, even though Matto got the 10. You know, like.
Yeah, he's not going to score bang a free kick every time. I mean, he shoots from outside the box. I mean, his goals are usually, you know, less reliable than Barnes is closer to the box. But yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, Martinelli is still in my head, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. But what do you see? I mean, you think he's going to come back?
Is that Smith Rowe was fucking awful against Villa. Like Smith Rowe was.
Does that matter?
That because it's just some more cements that Martinelli is by far their best guy on the left. To me, that's how I saw it. I was just like even we were saying in Discord, like, wow, like Smith Rowe is not like taking his chance here to like this team misses Martinelli so much.
Yeah. That's fine. That's definitely a point. But I mean, even disregarding that, you know, it's his spot. He wasn't getting points for like a long time. he had one really sick curler. Then he gets a fucking assist off a set piece, like, which granted he takes corners and shit. But
yeah,
I mean, I just feel like he's looked far away from FPL points for a good long while.
Yeah, he blanked for a bit, but you know,
5-3 is really cheap.
He's
though.
Not.
I mean, that does enable
Mo. You know, like. No, it's okay if he gets his points in bunches. You know, he went on an insane run early. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, 5-3 is...
It's ridiculous.
It enables so much outside. So, yeah, I mean, I think that is a very good, you know, point for him. Yeah, I mean, so, having like, you know, Saka, Martinelli, Mo, Kulusevski. I mean, these are all... that's good. Kane, because you can get Kane...
Yeah,
Mahrez, and you have a premium defense, something like that. Yeah.
I'm flirting around. I'm clicking many things while we're talking.
Okay.
Jeff, some of us don't have chips left. There are doubles coming up, but the teams involved aren't that good. Do we use transfers to get the doublers, or do we focus on getting the correct players on top sides, even though they don't double? Do we do it all via hits? I can't decide if I want to be a spreadsheet merchant or a vibes merchant. There are bad doubles coming up. Have you seen these fucking doubles next game week?
No.
Only two teams a double, Everton and Burnley.
They just have none of them.
Burnley's home city too.
Yeah, I want no players from either of those teams.
You don't
I
think want Richarlison?
Hey.
Too soon?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it does also come back to kind of what we talked about in the last podcast about what kind of manager are you and being consistent with your approach. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you are like, no, I just go for it on doubles, you know, if you take a -8, you know, to get in, you know, 3 or 4 doublers, you know, for some of your worst players in your team, but you do that consistently, you know, maybe it comes out, but
yeah, it might.
I don't know. When you look at it in a vacuum of like these two teams who are like, you know, clearly in the relegation zone for a reason. The worst teams in the league, you know, not favored against anyone except for when they play themselves, and then it's like just a pick 'em. And I don't know, you know, what are you looking at? You don't want them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the 33 doubles. If we talk about them, will be like next pod or something like that. I mean, we're just not that kind of podcast to look that far ahead. On my wild card. Like, I'm going to try and make the best wild card team possible, and then I'll start looking at them, maybe, to just be like, maybe this guy should be Barnes instead 50-50. Of this guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
for the extra
right
couple
now,
games.
But right now, I'm just like, I just don't fucking care, because none of them are good. And that's it for questions, man.
All right.
We said it was going to be a short pod. It's like an hour, as usual.
Yeah, well, it's fun to do the pod.
It's fun to talk.
And then we're not going to do a pod for a really long time. The next one we're doing is in my life, right? So that'll be a covert.
Yeah, 10 pod. Days from now, Patreon pod. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then we'll be back at it. Is it going to be April?
Yeah.
Wow.
Our next pod's going to be the 31st. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now I'm going to have really bad podcast content and go through and look for ties. So I'm just going to cut all of this shit out in post.
Okay.
And then we're going to do the live naming shit. Okay, bro, here we go.
All right, we're ready?
We're ready. So, two ties in the cup this week, 7 seed and 10 seed. First matchup, Peter Trendler. His team name is Wacky Backyman. That's B-A-C-K-Y-M-A-N-N.
Wait, so I need to understand this better. B-A-C, it's a Bachman.
It's a Bachman.
Reference.
Pun. Okay. With two N's on the men. And then
why is it Backy Man? What does that
I don't
mean?
Know. Oh, because it rhymed with wacky. So it's like Wacky Backyman, I guess.
Well, what's Wacky Back? Like, what is that? Is that some like Australian thing or something?
Let me see where he's from. He's a Watford fan. So it can't be from anywhere but Watford, I would assume.
Okay.
No one else is a Watford fan. And then the other guy is David Jessman. His team's maybe next year.
Oh God, they're both bad. Can we disqualify both of them and put me in as a winner?
Yeah, we're just putting Walsh in there.
I don't know, man. This is rough stuff. What's your gut? Where are you leaning?
I think I just go Bachman, Watford fan, just living his best life. Like maybe next year it's some doom and gloom. I don't know.
I feel like that's the name of like a horse.
Maybe next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, there's got to be a million maybe next years in FPL.
But we're fulfilling his prophecy by terminating him this year. That's is true. That bad or good?
That is bad. That's bad.
That's bad. Oh, God. I don't like that.
I mean, what else can we even look at to decide?
What kind of a fan league team? What's his fan league?
So Peter's Watford.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Got
and
that.
David's Liverpool. David's Australia. Peter's England.
Let's give it to Pete.
Let's give it to Pete. He's had a rough year. He's had a fucking rough year.
Yeah, let's give it to Pete. All right.
Okay.
But it's a bad name. I don't like, unless if there's some like chocolate bar in England, like that's fucking some shit I don't know about.
Wacky Backy. Maybe we should have
been. It's really bad. Is it like Wacky Tobacky? Is that like what he's trying to do?
Oh, maybe.
That's so bad. It's just such a loose, bad thing.
Yeah,
it
is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Urban Dictionary, Wacky Backy in British English. British humorous drug slang, cannabis or marijuana. He found his friends fucking Wacky Backy. That's just,
I mean, we can't.
That's a quality
name. We can't indict him against the whole of the country for coming up with dumbass fucking shit like that, right?
That's a good name.
That's a good name. That's just a good name.
That's just a
good name. What the fuck are we doing right now?
It's so good.
Is this
so
going
good.
Out to the public on our podcast?
Yes, yes.
Oh
yes,
my God, this is happening. Horrendous. All right, what's the next one?
And the only other one, it's Elbel FC. So it's
Does that spell?
E-L-B-E-L. One word.
E-L-B-E-L.
E-L-L. E-L-B-E-L. One L.
Elbel. Okay.
FC versus Lucky Tooch FC, but it's Lucky L-U-K-Y, Tooch as in Tuchel, T-U-C-H, like FC. Yeah, so it's probably a Lukaku pun of some sort. I just have no idea what Elbel is, but I don't know.
Elbel. E-L-B-E-L?
Yeah. Do you
FC,
find anything?
Is it like one word or is there space between it?
Space FC. When I Google Elbel, there's like cities called Elbel in the U.S. and he's U.S. So maybe it's like where he's from or some shit. That's my
he's
guess.
From some shithole in Iowa football club.
Yeah, he's called. Yeah, he's just shouting out his hometown. I don't know.
I don't love that. What's the other one? Fucking Chelsea superfan? Some fucking yeah, fuck?
It's literally just like
we can't Luki possibly
Tuchev C in the Chelsea fan. Well,
he can't be Russian or else his team would have been deleted. we can't support
no.
a Chelsea anything right now.
Yeah, that's just we can't. We're forced into this.
Yeah, you fuck should've changed from his name. America.
J Flo. Love J Flo.
That's L Bell?
That's L Bell.
All right. He gets it. He's a Chelsea fan too.
Yeah, he is.
Couple of Chelsea fans.
But he didn't name his team name L Lukaku Tuchel FC. He named it L Bell. So he wins. And for that reason, I'm out. All right. Well, that was fucking quality podcasting.
If there was anything more reminiscent than when we did fake ads than this segment, I don't know what it is.
Yes, yeah. And also the lack of imagination for when you see that you've tied in the cup and you don't change your name.
You're insane. Well, but no one knew about this until now.
It's in the rules.
No one, you think people fucking read the rules? People ask us what the fucking podcast league is. It's like, are you kidding me?
You're right. No one reads the fucking rules. All right. Well, that's a podcast. Won't see you tomorrow, but I'll see you in 10 days.
Yeah, I'll see you in a long time.
See you in a long time. Check us out at fmlfl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfl. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers!
Sports Social Podcast Network.